Good evening, and welcome to tonight's sleep story. My name is Caroline, and tonight I'll be taking you on a journey to the tropical Malolo Island in Fiji. When you are ready, get under your blanket and snuggle up tight, because this is the start to a peaceful good night. Take a deep breath in and hold it for two, then exhale it out all the way through. All right, now let the journey begin. This story begins high up in the sky, where a little girl had just woken up. Her name was Zoe. She rubbed her eyes and looked out of the airplane window and saw the blue sky, some white clouds, and a beautiful deep blue ocean beneath her. Zoe's little brother Xavier was still sound asleep. He was only a baby, and that's what babies do. Sleep, eat, and cry, thought Zoe to herself. The plane started to descend, and the air hostess instructed all passengers to tighten their seat belts, stow the table away, and have the seat upright in preparation for landing. Zoe's mum made sure that the children's seat belts were tight and that the iPad and books were stowed in the seat pocket in front of them. Zoe noticed that her ears started to hurt, so she quickly pinched her nose shut to pop her ears to relieve the pressure. Her dad had taught her this trick last year when they traveled to Mexico for their summer holiday. As the plane was getting closer to landing, Zoe's face was glued to the window. She noticed how everything beneath her started to grow bigger and bigger. The palm trees seemed to grow taller, the roads became clearly visible, and the world started to look familiar again. Zoe heard a loud sound, and as the plane touched down, she jolted forward. Thankfully, Mum had strapped her in tightly. As soon as the plane had come to a standstill and they disembarked, two friendly staff members welcomed them with open arms. Dressed in dark purple gowns, they held up a sign with Six Senses Resort, Fiji. "Bula, welcome to Fiji!" exclaimed the pair as they welcomed their new guests. The family received a flower garland each that smelled like frangipani. Zoe giggled as her dad wore a necklace, which she thought was only for girls. Zoe's little brother Xavier was finally awake and was playing with a flower necklace in his mum's arms while staring at his big sister. Zoe teased her little brother and pulled funny faces at him. Xavier screeched with excitement. The weather in Fiji was hot and very humid. They waited patiently for their luggage in a private, air-conditioned room allocated only for Six Senses Resort guests. As the family gathered in the cooled room, one of the staff members introduced herself to the family. "My name is Florina, and you must be Zoe," she whispered softly. "We'll soon be taking you on this boat," as Florina pointed at a photo of a white passenger boat. The boat was decorated with purple swirls and the large Six Senses Resort logo on the side. Florina then showed Zoe a map. "Look, this is where we're going," as she prodded her finger on the map. So this is where we are now, and it will take approximately 40 minutes to get to the resort. Are you ready, Zoe? She nodded with excitement. At the bottom of the map, Zoe had noticed three animal pictures. There was a green turtle in the ocean, an iguana lizard on the beach, and there was a pod of dolphins in the water. Zoe's eyes grew bigger as she stared at the dolphins. "Do you think we will see dolphins?" Zoe asked excitedly. "Well, we might be in luck today. Let's find out," answered Florina. Suddenly, the skipper knocked on the door and advised that the boat was ready to go. "All aboard," Florina declared. "Let's make our way to the marina." And she started to wheel out the luggage. Zoe and her family soon embarked on the boat, and Zoe sat down next to her dad, with Mum and baby Xavier one row in front. Everyone had to wear a life jacket, and it made Zoe look somewhat like a Michelin man. Although she thought it was somewhat funny, it actually felt very safe and comfortable. After the skipper had concluded his safety briefing, everyone was seated and the boat started to move. Zoe was keeping a close eye on the water, watching for any movements or splashes in the hope that they would spot dolphins today. As the boat accelerated, Zoe got a little frightened and snuggled up in her dad's strong arms. He hugged her tightly and gave her a kiss on the forehead, moving her hair out of her eyes. He then fitted a hat on her head to keep the sun off. As the view of the mainland started to disappear, the boat reached a steady pace. The temperature was warm, and their boat ride was smooth. The gentle rocking of the vessel made Zoe very relaxed, and whilst cuddled up into her dad's arms, she began to doze to the rhythmical motion of the boat. Just then, a high-pitched voice pointed frantically in front of the boat. "Look, everyone, dolphins over there! Come quick!" Zoe's eyes grew wide with excitement, and she ran to the front row towards Florina. As they were watching the dolphins, more splashes occurred on the other side of the boat, and now the entire vessel was surrounded by a large pod of dolphins. Zoe had a big grin on her face, and even her little brother Xavier was enjoying the spectacle. The other guests gathered around, capturing the excitement. The captain boomed over the speaker. "These are bottlenose dolphins. Dolphins are amusing creatures that love to jump out of the water. And these dolphins love swimming in our warm Fijian waters. The temperature here is just right, and during summer, the dolphins get together in the shallow water to find a mate." It was an amazing sight, something Zoe had never seen before. Not long after, the dolphins swam along, and Florina pointed towards Malolo Island, which was where they were headed. Soon they arrived at Six Senses Resort, and as the boat docked at the marina, they heard the sweet sound of music playing on the shore. They carefully stepped off the boat and walked up the ramp towards the mainland. They were welcomed with local Fijian music. People were singing and dancing to greet their new guests. This warm welcome was concluded with a big applause. And in the lobby of the resort, a glass of fresh lemonade awaited the guests. Their holiday was just getting started. They got into an electric buggy that took them to their accommodation. A narrow track took them through the lush rainforest. Ferns, elephant ear vines, and palm trees provided a welcome shelter from the hot sun. So this is it, residence number one, with your own private ocean view infinity pool, 4 large bedrooms, a nice landscape garden, and your very own gem, which is your guest experiences manager, who is here to make your stay unforgettable. If there is anything you need during your stay, I will be here to help you make it happen, said Florina. Upon entering, a breathtaking view over the crystal blue lagoon welcomed Zoe and her family. From the hallway, they looked through the living area, which was decorated with beautiful timber furniture, soft couches with blue and white cushions, and a large teak dining table that blended in with the natural design of the residence. It was absolutely stunning. 4 massive fans spread across the high ceiling of the thatched roof, making the residence cool and inviting. On the dining table was a platter of fresh fruits, grown locally on the resort property. Most of the food was grown right here on the island. Local fruit and vegetable farms are not far from the resort, and educational tours are available daily to learn about their sustainable practices. Florina showed the family around the residence and pointed out the sun loungers by the pool. 2 big umbrellas that offered shade from the warm afternoon sun. Zoe ran out on the timber deck to take a closer look at the beautiful pool. The pool was incredible. It was much nicer than where she had had swimming lessons back in Melbourne. This was an infinity pool, like the ones you see in fancy travel magazines. It looks like the pool has no edge, as the water dissipates over the verge, falling into a catchment beneath it. As the sun started to set, Zoe and her mum unpacked their luggage and made their way to the main beach for the welcome ceremony. Six Senses Resort is nestled on a magnificent crystal blue lagoon, with beachfront pool villas overlooking the blue and turquoise bay. In the middle of the beach is Tovolea Restaurant, which offers a menu of fresh and exciting dishes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The restaurant looks out over Tovolea Pool and Beach. Surrounding the pool are luxury sunbeds with comfy white cushions and ocean blue towels. Big white umbrellas and comfy round pods with cushions to snuggle up in. As the sun sets over the island, turning the sky baby pink and orange, the family makes their way to the main beach. They take off their sandals and step into the soft sand. It feels cool and comforting, and Zoe digs her feet in deeply as they walk over to the beanbags which are nestled on the beach. Zoe has picked a perfect spot in front of the stage. And as they settle into the beanbags, 6 Fijian men, dressed in traditional costume, walk up in front of them and start to play the drums. A heavy beat resonates throughout the entire bay. As the ceremony begins, more Fijian performers walk up to the stage and begin their cultural welcome dance. There are fire dancers, acrobats, and it's an absolute spectacle. The kids and adults love it and are watching with their eyes wide open. The ceremony is concluded with acrobatic jumps and fireworks, followed by a big applause. Still in awe of the amazing performance they just watched, the family walked back to the restaurant for a sit-down dinner. They ate a delicious meal and drank out of a real coconut. Zoe was getting very tired and almost fell asleep at the dinner table. She snuggled up next to her mum, then looked up towards the sky. Dovoleya restaurant has no walls or doors. It was an open area with stilts that held up the thatched roof, giving an uninterrupted view over the pool and lagoon. It was stunning. Stars started to appear in the dark island sky. Zoe was intrigued by the night and asked if she could go outside to look at the sky. Zoe's mum took her outside and they lay down on a sunbed, looking up into the clear sky that was flecked with thousands of silver-white clusters of stars. Zoe's mum pointed into the sky and said, "Look, Zoe, that's the Milky Way." "What is the Milky Way?" Zoe asked. "It's a galaxy with billions and billions of stars, and it is many, many light years away from us," her mum answered. As Zoe gazed up into the sky, the sound of crackling fire caught her attention, followed by a smell that she could recognize from miles away. Marshmallows! Just as Zoe was about to jump up, her dad and sleeping Xavier came over, and they made their way to the beach, where the crackling fire was surrounded by kids, big and small, who were roasting marshmallows. Zoe and her family received a stick with pink and white marshmallows on it. Zoe carefully moved closer to the fire to roast the marshmallow over the hot, red, glowing coals. Not long after, the soft candy started to melt, and Zoe's dad saved it just in time. As they sat down, enjoying warm, sweet marshmallows, Zoe took a deep breath and soaked up the amazing adventures they had had today. Savoring her last marshmallow, she thought of all the things she was so grateful for. Having this wonderful time with her family in a warm climate on this spectacular island in Fiji. Oh, how grateful she felt. Her entire being filled with a wonderful sensation of gratitude and deep relaxation. And as she snuggled up under her blanket that night, with her head resting on her pillow, cuddled up with her favorite stuffed animal, Zoe fell into a deep, deep sleep. Hi, and thank you for listening through to the end of this episode. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a review on iTunes or take a screenshot and share it on social media. If you want to support me personally and help to grow the podcast, please subscribe to the newsletter on the website amazonwarrior.com.au. Did you know you can request personalized guided meditations? Just head to the website and request your very own tailored meditation with your choice of background music. Also, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends, colleagues, family, or teammates, as word of mouth is the best way to grow the podcast. Thanks again.